The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the second chapter. Now, after the wise men had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated, and he sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had learned from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they are no more. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who were seeking the child's life are dead." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district of Galilee. There he made his home in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled. He will be called a Nazarene. The Gospel of the Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. What is that sound? Can you hear it? The angel warned Joseph to flee, but the sound would have carried through the night. It started out so differently. Footsteps coming down the road from the north, heavier and louder than flocks and their shepherds moving through the town overnight. No, this was different. Rhythmic steps, all marching along to the same matched pace. Each step of each foot covering the exact same distance, landing in the exact same patch of earth where the foot of the soldier in front of them had just been. The small clicks and clanks of a sword or a spear, tapping along in a staccato pattern, building and building as the troops came closer. In an occupied territory, it was not uncommon to see soldiers and guards and centurions moving through a town. But at night, this was not a sight to behold. Rather, it was a sound to tremble from. And this sound would have given way to an even louder one. The violent chaos of smashing through doors, kicking over the furnishings, in these humble peasants' dwellings. The noise from the animals sleeping in the courtyards, being forcefully herded out of the way, bleeding in fear because the men who were pushing them out of the way were not the shepherds who cared for them every day. Throughout the night, the sound and the noise spread around Bethlehem as the Holy Family fled. But when morning broke, there was a new sound. What is that sound? Can you hear it? Dear God, what is that sound? No more footsteps of soldiers. No more banging and crashing or breaking in of doors. Only pain. Pure hurt and agony. An ever-increasing plaintive wailing building up throughout the region. Cries of sorrow loud enough to be heard in the heavens. The sound of the souls of parents being broken when the ones they cared for most were ripped from their arms and slaughtered. This sound, this inconsolable hurt, this was the sound of the world that our Savior was born into in those days. We live in a loud world. Our world is full of things screaming at us for our attention. Billboards saying, "Look here," and computer and TV screens saying, "Watch me." Cell phones chirping out, "Pick me up." And wherever we go, all of this noise is never far from us, serving a horrible purpose. Because there are voices we need to hear. Voices of pain and suffering. The voices of the poor and the hungry. The voices of innocent children being taken from their mothers. And the voices of mothers crying for their lost children. We live in a world so loud that one wonders if we could have even heard the horrible lamentations of those parents when that horrible day came. We live in a world so loud that every day children are being killed in our country, and yet we carry on as though the world were doing the things it were meant to do. The story in today's gospel text, the slaughter and martyrdom of these holy innocents, is shared with us as part of a larger narrative in the life of Christ. Here, we see how this event served to set in motion a series of events in the life of the young Messiah that would see his family first flee to Egypt, and later on, when returning to Israel, they would not return to Bethlehem, but as a result of the legacy of this horrible event, they would instead settle in Nazareth. And St. Matthew is very clear in demonstrating how both of these moves are parts of the personal history of Christ through which he is being identified as the long-promised Messiah. But if we were only to focus on how Christ is fulfilling these prophetic pieces, we would not be hearing the whole story. We need to hear this. We need to hear the truth about the truth of a world that is willing to do such violence to the most innocent ones in its society. We need to hear this story of the first martyrs, the first people who were killed because the promise of Christ has become a reality in a world full of sin. We need to hear and understand how the world will lash out, how the promise of a Savior is so upsetting to the daily order the world takes for granted. And we need to hear it because we bear His name into that world every day. This past Wednesday, the 28th of December, is the day the church commemorates the holy innocents slaughtered in Bethlehem. And on the day of that commemoration, we read the same text from the Gospel according to St. Matthew. In the readings for that day, this text is paired with a reading from the prophet Jeremiah, the same text which Matthew quotes in the Gospel reading, recalling a mother's suffering for her lost children. But today, we hear this text differently. Today, in our loud, loud world, we hear this story which causes every parent to hold their children just a little closer, in a different light. Today, when we hear this text and we look around at our friends or neighbors or loved ones in whom we can see the echoes of those parents' pain, we can listen and we can hear something new. Today, we hear this text. We can hear the plaintive sound of that hurt. And we can hear the ancient promise spoken through the prophet Isaiah of the Savior who will comfort His people in their distress. Today, when we can hear this text cutting through all the noise in our lives and want to reach out to the ones we love, we pull them in a little closer, so that in defiance of all the violence the world wishes to throw at them, we can say that the day is coming when we will recount the gracious deeds of the Lord, the praiseworthy acts of the Lord, because of all that the Lord has done for us. Because through the birth of a child in Bethlehem, He has shown us His mercy according to the abundance of His steadfast love. This is the season of Emmanuel, the season when we have borne witness to the promise of a God who is here with us. When we can hear the pain the world does not want us to hear, we can speak the word of that promise because we have heard it and we know that our Messiah, Jesus Christ, has come into this world and His presence has saved us, and in His love and in His pity, He has redeemed us. And when the violence of the world cuts us to our core and the pain is so deep we cannot even raise our voices to cry out, He is the one who will lift us up and carry us. Because that is the promise of a Savior who comes to be with His people in their distress. It is the promise of a Savior who has heard a mother's cry. Because today, we can hear that the hurt is not the end of the story. Today is the day that we can hear the pain and know that the only one who can save us is already here, and he will make us whole again in him, because his love for you is stronger than any harm this world can do. Amen.